From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has taken an escaped inmate into custody. Yesterday at about 10:30 in the morning, a citizen reported to a Eureka Police Department officer that wanted work crew inmate Corey Allman was seen running near D and Clark Streets in Eureka. After a brief foot pursuit, Allman was taken into custody by EPD officers in an alley to the rear of the 1200 block of C Street. He was booked back into the jail on fresh charges of escape, resisting arrest, and violation of probation. He was performing maintenance on the Hishkari Trail near Truesdale Street in Eureka at the time of his disappearance. A man will stand trial after being accused of killing and butchering an escaped pig a police officer had asked him to watch until its owner came to pick the animal up. Jeffrey Cody Miller facing felony counts of animal cruelty, grand theft, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Miller's attorney says her client had reason to believe that he was within his rights to slaughter the pig, which he thought had gotten away from a nearby commercial pig farm, not from an Arcata home, as had been the case. An Arcata police officer testified that he told Miller the county's animal control officer would be there to pick up the animal in a few hours, but if not, Miller would have a claim on it. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Miller killed the pig named Princess after watching her for about 5 hours. The officer returned to the scene on Shirley Boulevard to find Miller and a friend standing near a table containing a large pile of recently butchered pork. Delaware County search and rescue members still looking for a missing boater on Lake Earl. They've been doing so since about 1 a.m. Monday morning. Late Sunday afternoon, evening, Natasha Steele and Drew Wiseman went into the lake with a kayak, which a short time later developed a leak and sank. Fighting the cold water and wind for hours, Wiseman made it to shore but lost track of Steele. Search and rescue started their search in the very early morning darkness on Monday. Both day and night searches have been conducted by a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter, along with boats, ground crews, and canine officers as well. As part of its community wildfire safety program, PG&E announcing it's expanding its network of weather stations and high-definition cameras to improve the company's ability to predict and respond to extreme wildfire danger. By the end of this year, PG&E plans to have at least 600 weather stations and 100 high-def cameras in high fire threat areas. The new installations, one of the many additional precautionary measures the company's taking following the 2017 and 2018 wildfire seasons. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.